And let's go next to my home state of Indiana, where state lawmakers now look certain to pass controversial right-to-work legislation. Democrats have been trying to block that bill, but yesterday it passed the state's Republican-controlled House. And so Indiana is poised to become the first state to approve this kind of legislation in a decade. We have more from Brandon Smith of Indiana Public Broadcasting.
Under right to work, employees in union shops would no longer be required to pay union fees. And the arguments made on each side Wednesday were the arguments that have been made for the last year. Republican Representative Jerry Torr has authored right to work legislation in the House since 2004. Speaking on the House floor over the shouts of protesters, he says passing right to work is about helping unemployed Hoosiers.
And I'm convinced that if we become a right to work state, we'll have more opportunities to bring employers to Indiana, which will provide more opportunity for those folks to go to work.
But opponents, primarily Democrats, say right to work will lower wages, reduce health benefits, and worsen safety conditions. Representative Craig Battles says it's too great a risk.
We are gambling with the lives of every single person sitting out that hallway. We're gambling with the lives of my three grandsons.
The bill now moves to the Indiana Senate, and that chamber has a Republican supermajority, which means virtually nothing stands in the way of the bill's passage. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Smith from Indianapolis.